Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and our co-host, Seth Habegger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, what's Mother Nature up to today?
Oh, she's staying pretty calm today, but, you know, she's got tricks up her sleeve for later this week, of course. Go figure.
I respect that. I respect that. Yeah.
She's a complex lady, aren't we all?
Yeah, absolutely.
But a high-pressure system is in control right now, so that is why we're seeing these bright blue, beautiful skies. Everything is fantastic this morning. It's going to get a little breezy out there, though, this afternoon. But it's going to be a south wind at about 20 miles per hour, and it's going to pump our highs to the mid-70s. So another picture-perfect day.
Nice.
Make it cloudy this afternoon, so soak up the sunshine if you can early. Otherwise, we are looking at rain chances rolling in after midnight and throughout our day tomorrow. It does look like a soaker, so find the umbrella, get the rain boots.
Because right. Right. We need ready. More rain.
That's.
No, we don't.
Where does everybody have their galoshes?
Yeah,
everybody. Okay, we're all set. We're good.
I had to throw mine away.
No, we'll get you new
get
ones.
Some new ones.
Leaking.
Leaking.
Yeah, we'll get you some new ones.
Leaky galoshes. That's terrible.
That seems like a real.
Right.
It's too early for that.
Yeah.
Brittany, we appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brett. Best in the business right there for Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Get you ready for the day. And that's what we're going to do here, everybody. Serious comedy to start your day. Melissa, Seth, and I got a bunch of fun stuff lined up for you. And we got a short week this week.
We do.
We got one less day. So we've got to jam a bunch of stuff in here. That's what we're going to be doing all week long. It's going to be fun. We will get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that in just a little bit. Also want to talk about 4th of July break. How many Americans think that we should get the whole week off?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. A whole week?
Wow.
I mean, that'd be nice. I'm not complaining, but.
that's a lot, yeah.
We have the top things we regret buying. We'll have that for you. We also have the four things to look forward to in July. We'll get into that, as we like to do at the beginning of every month. The 9 o'clock hour, we've got a couple of great things lined up for you. We'll kick things off in the 9 o'clock with the kitchens open.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Special fun segment for you today. I'm looking forward to diving into this topic with you, Melissa. I don't know if fun is the right word I should use.
Important, maybe?
Interesting.
Yep,
very
sure.
Interesting. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Thank you for the work, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we're going to be joined by our friend Tom Heiser with a monthly Veterans Update.
All right. Yeah.
Looking forward to it. We'll get into our lineup change for the weekend or for the week here. We'll remind everybody about that. Mm-hmm. Got to get into that one. And in the 9 o'clock also, we will get into something that's easy to others, but is difficult for you. We are going to do this. We had our choices last week.
Yeah.
We'll get into this one today. And plenty more
all
coming
right.
up for you. How was everybody's weekend? Melissa, how was your weekend?
It was busy. I got a lot done. And I had some friends over, so it was a good weekend.
Good. Were you trying to remember what you did this weekend?
Yep. Yes, I was.
Because I was going to say something. She was reading off a list here. Let's see. I had fun. I had people over. I did some. Okay.
What's worse, that she had to think about it for a second, or the fact that as I was asking her, I'm like, wait a minute, what did I do this weekend?
That's fair, actually. That's fair, man. Thinking.
Happy to hear it, Melissa. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Seth, how was yours?
It was good. It was enjoyable because the weather was so nice. The boys broke out this archery set we got a little while ago. We finally got that out so they could shoot some arrows at some cardboard boxes.
Did you put an apple on top of your head?
I did not.
Probably smart.
No way. Are you kidding me? I've seen him shoot. And then... yesterday was great because we walked on down to the Rafters game.
Oh, fun.
And got to take that in as a family, and that was great. The Rafters had a big win, too, which was always nice.
Yes.
But perfect day for baseball yesterday. Oh, my gosh. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. There were over 1,000 people at the game yesterday.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
1,000 people.
Yeah. Don't let that construction stop you.
No way.
No. I don't know, those Sunday games, the early start time,
mm-hmm.
I love you get done with that game. You still got your whole night.
That's right.
You still got plenty of time and everything.
Mm-hmm. Afternoon baseball, there's nothing like it.
Oh, it really isn't. It's great. Rolling Rats. We will talk more Rafters a little bit later. And, of course, during Playmakers today, more on that. And we can get into our schedule a little later. Over at the Sunrise Show, we get into our National Day of Calendar still over there. And today is American Zoo Day. It is celebrated every year on July 1st. We, of course, send a big shout out to the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo, which is just two steps away from us over there. I almost could see the animals.
Almost.
We encourage you to go check that out. Check out all of your local zoos, any zoos that you are near. Go ahead and support them and check them out. And if you happen to be in the Madison area, let me recommend the Henry Vilas Zoo.
James, did you by chance go to that zoo this weekend?
Thanks for asking, Seth. I didn't.
No, yes, I did.
Darn it. I had that all lined up. I was going to say I did.
That was good.
It was fun. It was great.
It's a great zoo. It is.
I would say that zoo is slowly becoming the zoo I've been to the most in my life. I would say Brookfield Zoo in Illinois. That's the one I've probably been to the most. Lincoln Park Zoo I've been to a bunch. And certainly our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. There's a couple around the area here of local zoos that I've been to. But that Henry Vilas one, I go there with my sister all the time. And just love that zoo.
Great.
The parking, look, they'll be the first to tell you, the parking is a nightmare.
It is.
That's Madison.
In general.
That is not a shot at Madison. That is one of my favorite cities in the world. Right. But if you know anything about Madison, you know, you know what? I'm just not going to drive. I'm just going to, but it's 3 hours away. Yeah, I'll figure it out. It's better than parking. I do want to send out to the workers there, to all the people that help that zoo run, certainly to the animals. Nice, just great work. I've never had a bad time or a bad experience at that zoo. Although it got close this time. I didn't want to, I didn't plan on doing this. I didn't want to do this. They don't have penguins anymore.
They don't.
The penguins aged out and they are now at a penguin sanctuary living their best penguin lives.
Nice.
Finding pebbles for other penguins, eating fish.
What penguins do, right?
Watching Kojak. A lot of people don't know that. Penguins love Kojak.
I thought that was Madagascar.
They like that too.
Happy Feet.
Okay. Yeah, Happy Feet. Big fans.
There you go. Yeah.
Big fans. But they are going to be having Arctic foxes there eventually. So there were no penguins though. And I wish.
Were you disappointed?
So I went over there, and it's summer. I didn't actually expect to see the penguins and everything, and I really wasn't sure how that would go. Mm-hmm. But we get over there, and I see not only are they gone, their exhibit is gone, but there's a sign saying what happened with them, that they aged out and that they've gone to a sanctuary.
That's nice. Yeah.
It was really cool that they did that and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm still feeling it, you guys. Like, I wish to God I was kidding and this was a bit for content, but I actually did feel it. Like,
it blindsided you because you didn't know.
Really hurt.
Penguins. Looking forward to the penguins, and they weren't there.
They weren't there, but they are living their best lives.
Arctic foxes are very cool, though.
That is going to be a really cool exhibit. And perfectly lined up for it and everything. Encourage you to check out that, again, the Henry Vilas Zoo. You can find out more online at henryvilas.com. Yeah.
And like the zoo here, it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And they have so many new things at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo this year.
Yes.
They do.
They are closed on Mondays, but they'll be back open tomorrow, everybody. So tomorrow, head on over there and enjoy your local zoo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and get to let's get to one other topic here I wanted to do. It's 4th of July break. I think this is a good one to start with, really, here. That was kind of just a buffer intro. 45% of American workers don't expect to get much done between now and the 4th of July weekend. That's how many agreed with the statement, "I barely get any work done around the 4th." So if half of us aren't doing much anyway, should we just get the whole week off? Half of Americans want it to happen. 49% think companies should shut down for the entire week of the 4th of July, and a lot of those votes are young people. 61% of millennials and Gen Zers said yes, compared to 32% of older people. 56% of young people say working the week of the 4th should be taboo in work culture.
Ooh.
Overall, 35% of us think that we'd be more productive the rest of the year if we knew we were getting a full week off in July. 28% claim that they'd work harder. 22% would be more likely to recommend their company to friends and family. If you're looking forward to your break, you're not alone. 75% of us are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're getting more than Thursday off, count your blessings. Only 34% of workers will get two or more days off this week. 10% said all five.
Oh, wow.
Most people are at least getting Thursday off, though. Just 22% of companies will be open on the 4th this year.
22%. Wow. Okay.
A lot of numbers I threw at you before 8:30. Yeah. I apologize
that's a lot
for that.
Of numbers there.
I did not realize how many numbers there were in that one.
A lot of that survey. Wow.
And there's a lot to dissect there.
Yeah.
But I think that we just kind of focus in on, should we have the week off? How about should we have a week like this? You know, should it be a given that Thursday and Friday are off? You know, the days the 4th and the 3rd, the day after it.
Well, yeah, right.
It is a little weird. It's kind of like Thanksgiving, having a Thursday off and then having to go back to work for one day.
And then the weekend,
having the weekend off. For those of us who work only Monday through Friday. I mean, that has very little bearing
of course,
on
yeah.
people who have to work on the weekends.
Exactly.
Isn't it one of the more American things we could do to be working?
in a lot of respects, yeah, yeah.
I mean, whether that we want to own that, we want that or not. I mean, it is kind of, you know, very much to the theme of what we've talked about here on this morning show quite a bit,
right?
About the way we are with working,
yeah.
and taking time off and those things,
right?
This may also be a non-starter eventually if we are actually going to get to a 4-day work week.
Mm,
you know, maybe that corrects itself and everything. Now, let me.
Is that me laughing sarcastically?
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to find something hopeful, Melissa. I'm scraping the barrel here.
I would love that to happen. Mm-hmm. I really would.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But, that would be very cool. Why don't we do? Let's try something different. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what we should do, because we really need to rework. It's only been, 1,700 years? We need to rework the calendar, okay? We need a new calendar, everybody.
Why not?
Something that's better than this weird, you know, 30 days, 31, 28. What is this? Okay, we need a nice symmetrical calendar. And if you need, you know, like extra, you're going to have extra days, okay? Mm-hmm. Middle of the summer, you know, wherever summer is for where you live, Southern Hemisphere, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Let's make that a week of nothing but holiday.
Yeah,
sure.
A week of nothing. Everyone gets it off. It's not part of any month. It's just a week by itself. Okay,
I'm good.
We could call it Halloween or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
something, but better than that.
Well, or it could be an observation of holidays all around the world that one week.
Oh, there you go.
So we have 4th of July here in America.
So we could pick it. Yeah, we like have, an Independence Day thing. Yeah, right.
For another country, we have this in another country, but they all combine on the same week and give us all the week off.
There you go. We're coming up with ideas here. See, we figured it out.
I'll still be here. I'll still be here. I'll be honest. I'll still be here. I'll probably come into work. You know, not knowing that it was we had this time
you
off.
Brag about James.
No. It was more just a confession. More of a confession.
That's the reason he's here. Everyone, therapy. That's why James is on the mic.
Man, hasn't anybody figured that out yet? I just can't afford therapy. That's been my whole radio career.
Hey, whatever works for you, right?
Coming up next, James talks about his past. No. We got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and our good friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And if you happen to be following them on Facebook, good idea. Not only can you keep up on all their specials, but you could also find out about things like next Sunday is Blue Car Day.
Blue Car Day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had all red cars show up this past Sunday. Oh. There's a great picture of it and everything.
That's hilarious.
It is hilarious. They're all red cars, like the maroon color of red.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All the same color.
Even the specific color. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in Wisconsin for a couple of minutes, you figure out pretty quickly this is a Badger state. That color's pretty prominent around here. So.
True.
You see red cars. You see blue or white cars and black cars, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Yeah,
but don't head over to El Cafe today because they're closed on Monday.
They are closed on Monday, so keep that in mind, everybody. Thank you, Melissa, for the reminder. I just want to send people there all the time.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
Well, their food is so good.
Yeah, it is.
But we do. They will be back open tomorrow, everybody. And tomorrow you'll be able to use those $20 gift certificates because we are announcing our winner of June right now.
Woo!
Every month we collect names. We get to celebrate celebrate all of you. And out of that list of names, we grab a qualifier. At the beginning of every month, we put them all on a hat. We throw Melissa in the hat. She pulls out a name. And
it's a big
boom,
hat.
There we go. No,
what?
It's not a big hat.
I don't want to be thrown in a hat.
No, we're not doing
that. Can we not do
that? We used to do that. We don't do that anymore.
Melissa in the hat.
Melissa's got a lot more clout around here now. She can put her foot down.
No, I will not do that.
What we will do is have you guys pick a winner. We're going to go ahead. We got 31 entries for the month of June. So congratulations, everybody.
Wow.
Thank you so much for that.
We filled up. Actually, we had more entries than days. That's awesome.
We had a late entry one day, so we threw that name in there. So we had 31 entries. That means a big thanks to all of you sending us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, call up.
Yes, that's right. 715-424-2600. You can call up and wish your birthday or anniversary live on air.
Have either of you gotten to, I imagine by this point, you've both gotten to pick the winner, the monthly winner before.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then I'll have you pick it, Seth.
Okay.
1 through 31.
Okay. Let's go. Let's see. What is there any June days that I think? Let's go with June 13th. Let's go Juneteenth. June 13th.
Nice. And that is Patrick and Sherry Marzovka.
Hey, congratulations. Big winners. Big winners.
There we go.
Yeah.
Patrick and Sherry Marzkoff celebrated their anniversary early on in the month of June. We wish them a great anniversary again.
Yes.
And appreciate them getting us this birthday and anniversary. Thanks to that, they are going to be getting these $2 gift $20 gift certificates from our friends over at El Cafe.
Get a lot of food for that.
If you win the next month one, you're going to receive, a winner will receive two $20 gift certificates from our friends at El Cafe.
That gets you a lot of food.
It sure does. Yeah. But their prices are awesome, too.
We appreciate them over there. Thanks so much for sponsoring the segment.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and collect our first qualifiers for the month of July.
All right.
We've got to need a one or a two, Melissa.
One.
All right.
Like, I panicked.
She panicked.
That's all right.
I didn't know what to pick.
It's good. One job, Melissa.
I had two choices, Seth.
Stop. We first up wish a happy birthday to Rick Smith.
Hey, happy birthday, Rick.
Happy birthday, Rick Smith.
Enjoy your day, Rick. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Mary Lou Gums.
Oh, Mary Lou. Congratulations.
Hello, Mary Lou.
That's a beautiful name. Enjoy your day, Mary Lou. Hope it's a good one for you. We encourage you to keep on listening all month long and the beginning of next month, of course, when we grab our winner for the month of July. Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Liv Tyler is 47. Of course, Arwen in the Lord of the Rings movies. Many people know about her history with her father and some of that, so I don't really need to get into a lot of that.
Right.
But I do want to say good actor and has had a nice career for herself. Made a nice career for herself as an actor.
She certainly has.
Jerome Enigula is 47. Enigula. I always mispronounce
it
wrong. Retired NHL superstar. One of the greats. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott is 53 today.
Ooh.
Wow.
There's a classic rapper for you.
Yeah. Great name, too.
Yes.
Great name. Pamela Anderson is 57.
Wow.
Good old Pam Anderson. Baywatch star.
Not a bad actor.
Not really.
I mean, not at all. I'm not saying she's going to get cast in, you know, Taming of the Shrew or anything like that. But I don't feel like she's been given at least the due of, you know, she's not bad.
She's not bad.
No, she does a nice job. One thing that I will say about her and everything I've seen and about her in interviews or the little bit of acting I've seen of hers or anything like that, she definitely seems like she cares and she puts in the effort.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen plenty of people in her position just phone it in. Mm-hmm. I've never really seen her do that. I will give him. I think she deserves credit for that. Carl Lewis is 63.
Wow.
9 out of his 10 Olympic his Olympic medals are gold.
9 out of 10.
For many of us growing up, he was kind of the first big Olympic star.
That's what I remember.
Mary Lou Retton, him, Flo Jo. I mean, there was a handful, but Carl Lewis kind of like set the bar and was one of the first for a lot of us. Like, oh, Olympians can be celebrities. Olympians can be pop stars, if you will. just don't ask them to throw out a first pitch.
No, wrong sport.
I mean,
they can run it up to the catcher. but not throw it. We don't want to see that.
Carl Lewis is one of the greatest overall athletes any of us will ever see, but he cannot throw a baseball, apparently. Like it's got to be, if it's not the worst first pitch ever, it's got to be
one of them.
I've seen
some pretty bad ones.
Well, if it's something that you don't do.
Well, and Carl likes to sing. Also, don't ask him to do the national anthem either. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
I remember him mostly on the Wheaties boxes.
Oh, yeah.
During the 88 Olympics, man. He was all over on the Wheaties box, man.
It's part of the reason I love track and field as much as I do as Carl Lewis. It was watching him run. It's not that he was obviously now we just had some records break over the weekend with some of the time trials that happened and everything. But with him, it wasn't to me that he was so fast. It was his style. He always seemed to be smiling when he was wasting these guys. Like it's one thing. It's like it reminds me of Magic Johnson. It's one thing for Magic to do a no look pass. It's another while he's looking you in the eyes and smiling at you when he does it. that is a whole other level of competitor to me.
Loving what he's doing.
Anybody can put on the grind face, the rrr face, or anything like that. When they're just smiling at you as they're killing you softly, like that's man, that's something.
He enjoyed it.
One of the greats of Saturday Night Live history, Dan Aykroyd, is 72 today.
Wow. 72.
One of the best there's ever been. Dan Aykroyd could do it all.
Good Canadian.
Yeah.
Good Canadian citizen, yes.
Almost, I think, underrated and underappreciated in many ways in his career, which is not, you know, that far-fetched. It happens with a lot of actors like him, especially when you kind of most of your work, you're attached to another actor who happens to be even bigger than you and everything. But Dan Aykroyd.
And mostly being in comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
Absolutely.
Much more versatile and talented than I think people realize. Yeah. In half of the sketches that you saw on Saturday Night Live that you remember and loved, Dan was the main writer on. One of the greats.
Yep.
Fred Schneider is 73. Legendary voice of the B-52s, Love Shack, Rome, Rock Lobster.
Oh, Fred Schneider.
Not that that's all he did in the band, but it always felt like if you didn't weren't paying attention, that's what he did in the band.
He played a mean cowbell. He
did play a mean cowbell, yes.
He did it. You should. I don't know if you've ever seen him play it live, man. He's intense.
He really gets into it.
He really does. Wow.
Terrence Mann is 73. Dr. Whispers on Sense 8. Maybe an actor you don't know his name, but you know him. You know his work.
Yes.
Terrence Mann, fantastic actor. Deborah Harry is 79.
Woo!
Blondie, lead singer, songwriter, and rapper.
Yeah.
Wow.
A Rapture, of course.
A Rapture.
One of the first mainstream rap that a lot of people heard was her in Rapture. Yeah. It's true. Weird as it is. It's.
The great, the wonderful Jamie Farr is 90.
Wow. I didn't know Jamie Farr was still alive.
Corporal Klinger on MASH, yep. Cannonball Run 2, legend.
Great smile.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful smile.
Great Broadway actor, too. He was very good on Broadway, yeah.
Lebanese American. Not a lot of that were on TV back in the day.
No.
Jamie got a chance to break through some things by doing that. And the cross-dressing thing, he was told by his agent early on, maybe you shouldn't do this. This could hurt your career. Did it hurt Jamie Farr's career?
Not really.
Anybody? No. Not at all. I'm very happy 90th to him. I'm very happy to be able to say that's not no longer with us, but a 90th. That's pretty cool. As far as people no longer with us, one of my favorite actors, Andre Brower, 60, would have been 62 today, just passed away last year. I think a lot of younger people out there will know him from Brooklyn Nine-Nine as Captain Holt. But if you knew Homicide, Life on the Street.
He was so brilliant in that show.
Such a good actor.
He was brilliant.
There, police TV show history, whatever show you want to talk about or anything, nobody has ever been better at getting somebody to confess or getting somebody in the box than Andre Brower's character on Homicide.
Yep.
If there are clips out there where it's just him and got people in the box and you just watch like a YouTube video of just that. And I get goosebumps thinking about it. Like it's the stuff that as an actor, I dream about.
The most amazing performance for me on that show was after his character had a stroke, and then he had to show what it's like trying to recover from it. It was amazing.
Some of the
brilliant
best,
acting.
Easily some of the best acting I've ever seen on TV was done by Andre Brower. David Prose, born on this day in 1935, passed away in 2020, the original Darth Vader.
Yes. The bodybuilder. Yeah. You do not hear his voice.
No.
You do see his body.
The great Karen Black, born in 1939, Mother Firefly, and a couple of Rob Zombie movies. She was an Easy Rider, a good actor.
She was one of the top ladies of the 70s, man. Yeah, there were so many 70s movies she was in,
Sidney Pollack, born in this day in 1934, passed away in 08. Movie producer, director of Out of Africa, Tootsie, The Firm, Eyes Wide Shut, Will and Grace.
He was also a very good actor.
Oh, yeah, he was Will's dad on Will and Grace.
Yes, he was a tremendous director and actor,
And certainly, take a moment to remember Princess Diana, born this day in 1961, passed away in 1997. I really enjoyed her. I really looked up to her in many ways as a kid, in part because of the rebellious spirit in me. Anybody that pushes against tradition and what should be and what they want to do with their lives and everything. We never got a chance to really like wrap our heads around the divorce of her and Prince Charles. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't something we knew with the royal family. I don't think a lot of us knew that you could even do that in the royal family. And I'm only half kidding. It was her work with the homeless. It was her work with the poor. It was her work with people that were just diagnosed with HIV.
AIDS.
She was the first famous person to be seen holding somebody with HIV or hugging somebody or being in the room with them when we were so afraid. Oh, you can't even breathe the same air. And all these silly things that were going around. She broke that stigma. She did alone. Just her. Broke that stigma into where we are now. They'd help us get to the point where we are now. We lost her over the silliest, dumbest of reasons because of a bunch of paparazzi trying to get a picture of her. And as a kid, that happened, and I thought, wow, maybe this is going to change things. Maybe we'll get away from the paparazzi. Maybe we'll get away from people wanting to have the Inquirer and have to have this little bit of insight on people they don't even know.
And private lives.
Yeah. And it's only gotten worse. It's only gotten worse. And that's a shame on us as a society. Like, we all got to take a shot on that one. I'm sorry, everybody, but we all do. I myself included. That is something, if we don't learn from these things, it's just going to keep happening. And if you don't care about Princess Diana dying like that, who are you going to care about? Because it's going to happen again. These things are not, it has happened since then, things like this. And it's going to keep happening while these punk cowards try to make a career off of other people's personal lives. Like, think about that. Think about how they make their living, how their lives, and then think about that the next time you're watching TMZ or you're supporting TMZ or any of these corporations or businesses that do this or anything. Any actor worth their salt understands my life is not my own anymore. I'm in the public eye. Even we get that on our level. That's an understanding we accept when we take a job like this. We're all adults. We can handle that. But there is a line. There is a line of that every human being deserves of decency. And we didn't give it to that woman. When she gave us so much, we didn't give it to her. We owe it to the future. We owe it to other generations to stop this stuff. Quit feeding that ugly monster of TMZ and all those things. I would love to have one of them on the air with me. That one guy. I refuse to learn his name. The guy in charge of TMZ and all that. I'd love to have him on the air. What'd you go to school for, man? What'd you do? Like, you think your parents are proud of you? Are your kids proud of you?
Give me one redeeming quality of the work you do. What is it?
One reason for any of that. Any of that stuff. Please, 715-424-2600. Please tell me the reason for any of it, other than people just not wanting to pay attention to their own lives.
Or to enrich yourself. Sorry.
or to just bring somebody down.
Yeah.
Because it's not to, look at what so-and-so did something with their kids this weekend. How wonderful. No, it's the, wow, did you see what they were wearing? Yeah. Oh my God. Their hair wasn't perfect when they went out to get the groceries. Wow. That's what we're talking about here. You got people camping out and going through other people's garbages to get that.
So they can find you know, the next clue that Ben and Jennifer are breaking up again. It's like, what? Yeah. Stop!
It's ridiculous.
Stop!
Sad. There's a lot of great quotes. There's a lot of great things that you can learn about her, and I encourage you to do so. Mm-hmm.
Just to add to throw out there quickly, I do wish that in people like her who were champions for the homeless, for those poor people. I wish she was here now to publicly comment on what they just did with outlawing people being able to camp out
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love
that they can ticket homeless people now. Mm-hmm. What would she say about that?
Well, mm-hmm. We could have learned a lot. I know she would have had a lot to say on this one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it would have been good to have her around.
Yep.
We are thankful to have you around. We're sending a big shout out to Rick Smith. Happy birthday, Rick.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Happy birthday to our qualifier, Mary Lou Gums.
Happy birthday, Mary Lou.
And a very congratulatory anniversary birthday to our anniversary to last month to Patrick and Sherry Marskoff.
Yeah.
Patrick and Sherry, congratulations.
Now you can celebrate it again.
Our winners.
Yeah, at El Cafe.
Celebrate again with our friends over at El Cafe.
Yeah.
And you can visit them too, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back with four things to do in July on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We've got some fun stuff lined up before we wrap up the first hour. We're going to kick off this segment talking a little bit about the 4th, the July, and the four things to look forward to in July. Not the 4th, but the four things.
Not the 4th of July. There we go. We made it.
Too many 4ths. We got sports. The Summer Olympics start later this month in Paris. There are a few events on the 24th and 25th, but the opening ceremony is the 26th, and the games run through August 11th.
Okay.
I love the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. They can be kind of, they can drag out a little bit, yeah, and everything, but there's something about seeing all the countries coming together. And
it's good stuff.
There's always positive vibes, yeah, about it and everything.
Well, there's like 200 some countries that have, yeah, got to go through. It does take a little while.
Back when we were kids, there was usually an announcer who would announce them. And I would always wait to see if towards the end, and here for Uruguay. The great country of Uruguay. Also, the ESPY Awards are the 11th. Wimbledon runs through the 14th. The MLB All-Star Game is the 16th. Golf's Open Championship is the 18th. The WNBA All-Star Game is the 20th. And ESPN2 has the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest this Thursday. No Joey Chestnut. No,
really?
Joey Chestnut. No. The Michael Jordan of that sport.
Is he retired?
I can't call it a sport. It's not a sport. I can't call it a sport. It's not a sport. I'm sorry. If you enjoy it, fine. But as long as there is...
It's more of like a hobby, you know?
Yeah. And I promise I'll try not to be on the soapbox too much today, everybody. But as long as there is one hungry kid out there, I am not going to give in to eating contests. Let alone, it's not even eating. It's not even eating. He wets the hot dog down and then just basically swallows
inhales it.
Yeah. It's not even eating. And I do think it's hilarious that he's not a part of this, though, because he signed a contract with a vegan, I think, place. And the Nathan's Hot Dog Company doesn't like that. So
yeah.
There's
a dispute.
Big controversy.
In the competitive eating world.
Yeah. I won't get to see people be gluttonous. Oh, no. Oh, shucks. Please tell me who enjoys that. Call up on Playmakers today and please tell me who enjoys that
it's
and
so
why.
Weird.
What you enjoy about it, please. A few big movies are out this month. Despicable Me 4 this Wednesday. Eddie Murphy's new Beverly Hills Cop movie will be on the same day on Netflix. Twisters is out on the 19th. And ooh, Deadpool and Wolverine opens July 26th.
No, it's Twister.
Twisters.
There is
multiple.
I wasn't that interested in it at first, but I was reading a couple of things about it from some special effects teams. There is apparently a special effect in there that is unlike anything that has ever been in a movie like this. That they're saying. I'm curious about what they're particularly talking about. Mm-hmm. On TV, Shark Week is next Sunday.
Shark Week.
The Bachelorette returns next Monday, and new Exploding Kitten series hits Netflix the 12th, Big Brother on the 17th, Cobra Kai on the 18th, and new Futurama returns on the 29th.
Oh,
I didn't
really?
Even know about
really?
That. That's cool.
How about that?
Yeah. And, of course, the holidays. The big one being the 4th of July coming up this week. National Fried Chicken Day is on Saturday.
Fried chicken.
World Chocolate Day is on Sunday.
Ooh.
National Video Game Day is on the 8th.
Nice.
National French Friday is on the 12th.
Okay, yum.
Amazon Prime Days, July 16th and the 17th. And July 21st is National Ice Cream Day.
Get all your summer favorites in there.
Yeah, yeah. Nice to see them get those right.
Games. Yep. French fries to dip in the ice cream, you know, if you're so inclined.
Can you eat? Are you guys when you game? Do you like to eat while you game? I don't tend to do that. I used to when I was a
you
kid.
Get stuff on your controller.
See, that's the problem. You have to be careful with what you eat. Yeah, exactly.
Keyboard.
Yeah, don't eat your Cheetos while you're doing that. It just makes a mess.
Unless you're using chopsticks.
Yes, but then you're that's kind of hard because you're trying to game and chopstick. I don't know how you do that.
I think we're certainly excited about the 4th of July. Is there anything else on the list there that stood out to either of you?
Gaming day.
Yeah.
Ice cream. I mean, kind of they all are sound good.
The World Chocolate Day on the Sunday did sound pretty good.
That's good, too.
It did sound pretty good. And I've rambled about this quite a bit. I'm very excited about the Olympics this year.
Really?
Very excited. Very excited.
I'm shocked.
I'm so surprised.
Yes. There are people, and James is one of them. My sister is one of them. They're Olympic holicomaniacs.
Yeah.
And they just like ingest it. It's like just on all the time.
I think that it's on. It's important for people like your sister and I to do this because there's people out there who don't care
at all.
Somebody's got to raise the bar up a little bit there.
I've always been more interested in the Winter Olympics than the Summer Olympics myself.
You're not alone. I have heard from so many people that said that. Whenever I've been asking about or talking about the Olympics, and a lot of people come back with, I'm waiting for winter. Right. I'm waiting for the Winter Olympics and that. I actually thought that the Summer Olympics were more popular. I'm not sure anymore. It seems like a lot of people are the same way.
I think that the main ones are still pretty popular. The track and field events are always big. The gymnastics, especially the
basketball women's.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I think the Summer Olympics are plenty popular, too. And they should bring back baseball.
Yeah.
Please. Someone bring back baseball. Olympic sport.
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. I actually think that they should have as many I think that they could do a lot better with having some of these. Instead of having some of the fringe things in there, there are 5 new sports in the Olympics. We're going to be getting into this on Playmakers coming up.
Ooh.
I'm curious to know, why they couldn't include baseball when they got 3-on-3 basketball. And they got basketball twice, basically.
I was going to say they've got okay.
Yeah. Not sure. When we will take a time out. When we come back, the top things we regret buying. We'll get into that coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to have some fun, take it right to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful segment Melissa writes and produces for us.
Very good.
And, of course, after that, we'll be joined by Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update. Looking forward to that. A little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into something that seems easy to others but is difficult to you.
Okay, that's always good.
We'll be looking for audience participation in that one. Looking forward to getting into that a little bit later. Right now, Amazon Prime Day is later this month on July 16th and 17th. But even with a deal, think twice about anything on the list.
Mm.
On this list, I should say.
Okay.
A new poll asked 4,700 Americans if they've ever regretted buying certain things. It looked at categories instead of specific products. And here are the top things we've had buyer's remorse with.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem like it's in any particular... Oh, it is in a somewhat particular order list. So we'll just go from number one. At number one, clothes. 34% of us have bought an item of clothing we regretted.
That seems pretty simple.
Something you really don't need or you never wear.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that have bought something online thinking that it's a size large and they get it and it doesn't even fit their toddler.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's too much trouble to try to return it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's usually like $5. So it's like, is it really worth it?
Yeah. Going through one of those things myself right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's just, gifts. 26% of us have bought something for someone else and wish they'd gone another route.
Yeah, I can see that. That's an easy one to...
I have a solution for that. Just don't buy people gifts.
You can make them stuff.
That's what I'm going to do going forward.
Oh, my gosh.
Has anybody ever regretted...
Case Rouge.
Has anybody ever regretted making somebody a gift and had that same feeling that when you buy somebody something and they don't necessarily like it?
Mm.
I bet you know if you do still have that feeling, it doesn't hit as bad as... or maybe it hits more. I don't know.
Well, when you put a lot of hours into making something and they have zero appreciation for the amount of time that went into it,
There you go. I did the worst thing. I bought a nerd a gift that something they were not nerdy about.
Oh.
So I kind of projected a little bit there.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was a little embarrassing because he's like, yeah, I'm not really into Star Trek. I'm like, oh, shoot. Oh,
let's go. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, I won wonder. I'm just looking for the time of the back fence. What time it's on?
Over the Back Fence is on Saturdays, 11 to noon.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Yeah.
Keep those calls coming, everybody. 715-424-2600. Next up on the list, electronics at 24%.
Sometimes they just don't last very long.
Yeah, and they can be more expensive. And yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that's definitely something. Did I really need this? You know?
Well, cool. I have to say, I recently bought an electronic because I couldn't find the one I thought I had, but it was at a rummage sale, and they marked it off half price at the table. So I spent $7 on a DVD player.
Oh, see, now that's nice. Good. Yeah. That's a good buy yeah. right there.
Yes, yeah. yes. I would encourage anybody that if you still use them, DVD mm-hmm. or VCRs, if you see one and it's mm-hmm. not that bad of a price, yeah, grab that.
Snap it up, especially VCRs. They don't make them anymore.
Right.
They don't. Yeah. They don't.
A vehicle at 22%.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm surprised it's not a little bit higher, actually.
Yeah.
Because that's such a big purchase.
Yeah. yeah.
Maybe it's because you've invested so much into it already.
Well, and you put so much, you hopefully put a lot of thought into it before. Oh,
hopefully, yes. Yeah. This Yugo isn't as good as I thought it was.
Who knew? furniture at 16%.
Mm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
If you got it and it's not as comfortable as you thought it was going to be, or the room the way you thought it
was. Or the color doesn't match the way it looked in the showroom.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
happens more than you think.
I bet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the lighting there is going to be different.
Be different than your house, yeah. Mm-hmm. Could ruin the whole thing.
If you took a picture of it, and then even then, you still aren't going to get
The full
portrayal of what it would look like.
Fitness equipment comes in next at 10%.
Oh, yeah.
Clothes hanger.
Does it count if you never used it?
That's a good question.
Brand new.
If I really feel like they're missing a mark. The Peloton and a lot of these exercise bike companies, they have all these devices on there that, you know, help you with this ride or help you feel comfortable. They should have an extension on there that you can latch on that's just a rack. That's just a clothing rack. That you. I mean, because that's what it gets turned into anyway by so many people. So just lean into it.
Exactly. You know? That's what we should do. Let's come up with an exercise bike that doubles as a clothes rack.
Yeah.
It's perfect. So when you stop using it as a bicycle, here you go.
Yeah, there it is. A house at 8%.
Oh, wow.
51% overall said that they've made at least one major purchase that they ended up regretting, and 8% of these people felt it was a house.
That's bad. That would be a bad one. Yeah.
That's I don't have anything on that.
Purchase.
I guess I could see it happening, but I just feel like in this day and age where we have so much that we find out about houses and can look into them and everything. But
yeah, because if you've ever been through the process of buying a house, you know how much goes into it, you know, and so it's. Boy, that must have been a real turn, or it's something that they didn't know about. You know, maybe that feels like that would be more.
A lot of reasons that you could regret purchasing a house. Mm. Maybe it is because, like you said, you find out something like the water heater, the stove, and the refrigerator all die one week.
In one week, right?
Or you decided to co-sign with somebody and buy this house, and then things didn't work out, and now you're stuck.
Or the neighborhood. There's something you didn't know about in the neighborhood that you don't like, and that could happen too.
Or you're Tom Hanks and Shelley Long in Money Pit. Yeah, and that happens to you. God, that movie just. I still don't think anybody has ever seen a movie with a person more at their wits' end than Tom Hanks in Money Pit. It's just too good. He's too good at it.
I think that's a remake of Mr. Blanding's build. Yeah, his dream house from the 50s. I think Cary Grant's in that. But anyway,
yes, he is. Yes,
or Jimmy Stewart, one of those two.
A vacation. 77% felt a vacation was a waste.
It would take a lot for me to feel that way because it's a vacation vacation.
Same.
Yeah, so make the best of it.
I couldn't imagine, but then again, I can't even imagine being on vacation, so it's not fair for me to comment. It really isn't. And a wedding at 4%. Hopefully not their own.
I was going to say.
Yikes. Women are more likely than men to say that they bought clothes they didn't like. Men were more likely to regret buying a gadget. And 1 in 5 people overall said that they don't regret any purchases they've ever made.
Wow.
Oh, good for them.
Supremely confident people. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they have an endless...
Or they're in denial.
Yeah, they're incomplete. I believe more so they're in complete denial. Yes,
right.
I think that that's the more of it.
Nothing or, I do is wrong.
Yeah. Or James. I'm surprised James didn't say, you know, that engagement ring. Hey-o! I'm just kidding.
I do think that there are people out there that really genuinely believe they've never made a bad purchase.
Yeah.
And not just that, but like they are the type of... Beware the person that's always right. And that, oh, it can't just say they did something, but have to say they did something better than anybody else with every single thing they talk about.
And they mean it.
I can't think of many more red flags in life than like this. Like, this has got to be the biggest red flag of all red flags.
Human, you make a mistake every now and then.
Yeah.
Even if you do most things right, you're still going to make
an occasional mistake. Mother Teresa swore, people. Like, I mean, everybody, there is no such thing as a perfect human being or somebody who is great at everything.
Yeah, right.
And it's there's a big difference of like the person that brags and we kind of just like put up with it and everything. Like,
hey, Bob, why'd you buy that garbage truck?
Yeah.
Well, because I needed to mash garbage.
It was a solid purchase.
It was, they were giving it away for a song.
You just wanted the garbage truck, didn't you?
Yeah.
You just wanted to own it.
Impulse buy. Yeah, that's all it was.
It's okay. You can admit that it was an impulse buy.
To be a garbage man. He likes to role play as a garbage man.
I like that, actually. We want to encourage you to stick around here at WFHR. Of course, we've got great programming coming up for you a little bit later that we will get more into. But coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, not only do we have the kitchens open, but our monthly veterans update from our good friend Tom Heiser.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, Rafter Baseball on your radio dial tonight, everybody. Mm-hmm. Be sure to stick around. We've got, no Rafters tonight. We have no Rafters, but we do have Playmakers tonight.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Playmakers tonight at 5. Be sure to join us for that from 5 to 6. More on our schedule coming up in a little bit. We'll get into that. And, of course, we will get into plenty of other things. And we'll give some tickets away.
Let's give some tickets away.
I've got Buffett and the Son of a Sailor Band that are coming to our area over at the Performing Arts Center July 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple tickets for that. I got some Rafter tickets here. Anybody wants them, call up 715-424-2600. Just like that, I'll take my second caller. The second caller can make their pick. Do you want Rafter tickets? Would you like go to see Buffett and Sons? That you can see either one right here. Just give us a call and you'll be able to go for free. Thanks to our friends over at WFHR.